Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We learned through the Halachos Baruch Hashem of Bishul, of Shehiyah, which means attaining the food on the flame, and Chazara. And today we'll discuss the Isser, which is called Nesina L'chatchila, which is one of the most Negei Diga Halachos when it comes to Shabbos. There's an Isser to put food onto a heat source on Shabbos, even though it's fully cooked, and even though it's Mitzdamik V'Ralai, which means it's not even getting better. And even if the flame is covered, the halacha is you're not allowed to put something on such a flame because it's mechzik kemevashel. For example, if you have a thick blech on your stovetop, you are not allowed to take something from the refrigerator, for example, a piece of meat, and put it directly onto the blech. Even though that meat is completely cooked, it's not even getting better, I'm just trying to rewarm it, and it's covered the flame. Still, the halacha is you're not allowed to put something on top of the blech on Shabbos because that is called the Isser of Nesina L'chatchila, which means putting something onto a flame for the first time on Shabbos. And you see this from the Isser Chazara. Chazara, if the halacha is, if you put it away, you're not allowed to put it back because that's called Nesina L'chatchila. So here also the same thing. You cannot take something out of the refrigerator and put it onto the flame for the first time. Now, there are ways that it could be done. If you want to warm something on Shabbos, there's mutter diga ways to do it. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish to Gimel Sif Hei, they're allowed to take some food which is fully cooked and put it on top of a pot that has food in it. You have a kedera full of chalent, you're allowed to take the kugel out of the refrigerator and put it on top of the crock pot. The same thing with challah. You're allowed to take the challah out of the freezer and put it on top of the crock pot. There's only one problem, that if you take it out of the freezer, it might be a shiloh of the frost that's on the challah. That you should be careful, make sure there's no frost on it before you put it, because that could be a shiloh bishul on the frost. Another problem could be when you put a challah on top of a chalent is that it becomes fleishig. You put it on top of the chalent, the shiloh becomes fleishig. You can't eat it with butter anymore. You don't become fleishig from eating it, but you can't eat it with butter. So therefore, if you want to put it on top of the pot, you should cover it with silver foil and then put it on top of the pot, and that would be fine, pashtus, that it does not become fleishig. Now this halacha, that I could put something on top of a pot to rewarm it, is only if there's food in it. If there's no food in that pot, so then it would be a problem. So right now we're talking about a case where there's no blech. The case is that you have something on the fire. For example, the people have the insert crock pots. A lot of people don't make a blech on that. So you have here a crock pot with the insert, and you'll have to do that before Shabbos. You do Shehiyah. Now I want to take something out of the refrigerator, put it on top of that crock pot. No problem. That's chalent in it. But if it wouldn't have chalent, it would be an empty pot. There's no heter. If you have like a stovetop without a blech and to put a pot on top of it and put the food on top of that pot, there's no heter for that because the pot is empty. So that's so far the halacha. It's to put something on a fire, on a blech, on Shabbos Chathila, but you can put it on top of a pot that has food in it. And Metz Hashem, the next year, we will continue other heterim in regards to Nesina L'chatchila.